always good to have the Melbourne Storm back on the winners list. Frank Panisi is with us in his usual spot, the Melbourne Storm footy boss. Frank, thanks for joining us again.
Great to be back on, Kane.
Did it settle the, I guess, angst that you may have had with the injuries and perhaps a touch of un-Melbourne Storm-like performances early on? You're a bit happier now?
Yeah, you do. Obviously, you know, losing two games in a row is never good at any time, especially early in the season. So two from four sounds a lot better than one from four. So, it was good to get a bit of confidence with a few of the players. And hopefully, you know, we've got a big month coming up, some big games starting this Friday night against the Rabbitohs up in Sydney. So it's the right form to go up there and play the Rabbitohs.
You've got a couple of youngsters also doing pretty well, in particular Jonah Pezet, who game impressed, and Jerome Hughes was absent with a two-week suspension. So you needed someone to step up.
He was very good, Jared. He was good the first week in his debut in a losing team. He was one of our better players in that game against the Titans. But on last Friday night, he actually went another level, and he was one of our best players on the field. He set up a few tries, and he's had a good kicking game, and he certainly didn't look out of place. So he's got two good games under his belt now, and obviously, as I said before, with the due respect to our last two oppositions, we're going up up in class a bit on Friday night, so he's going to get some confidence out of the last 2 weeks.
Do you have such a thing as the coaches' votes? In the AFL, the coaches in their panel get together and give out, I think, half a dozen of the best players a vote. I think they get 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1 is the system. But do you have a similar system?
No, we've got our Daly M's, which is the equivalent of the Brownlow.
Yeah.
There's a group of ex-players. There's a couple of players per game that nominate, and actually young Troy Pezet got some points from there as well. So he got that. So no, we don't do the coaches, but the ex-players come up with the Daly M's.
What's happened with your training base? You've been forced off it.
Yeah, look, it hasn't been a great nick. The Goshers, it's just been, you know, it was some bad weather at the end of last year and some other things. But it's in the getting repaired as we speak, or in the process very shortly. And thankfully, the Demons came to our rescue and allowed us to train on their ground next door. And Melbourne Olympic Park Trust put together the line markings and the rugby league goalposts. So we had a really good session there this afternoon on the Demons ground. So really thankful for the D's for allowing us to use their ground.
And a nice return from Cam Munster, scoring a solo try.
Yeah, just his presence was just fantastic to have around the dressing room and before the game. And that gives you confidence when you have players like that in your team. And he did. He played well the first half, scored a great try, and it just was a real nuisance for the opposition. And again, he's a player that we'll be looking forward to on Friday night to have a big one as well.
I asked you about this last week, but Billy Slater is in the news again. Craig Bellamy, there is the talk that this will probably be his last season as coach, which we discussed, and I think the club's hopefully will stay for a little bit longer than that. But your chairman has said that that'd be crazy not to look at Billy. Can you give us an update from your perspective?
Yeah, probably no update, Kane, but certainly in terms of when Craig does finish, whether it's end of this year or the end of next year or even later, but Billy would certainly be a very, very good candidate, as would a couple of other current or ex-Melbourne Storm people. We've got a couple of assistant coaches here, led by Mark Brentler, a very, very good coach. And Jason Rolls is currently assistant coach at the Roosters. He spent quite a long time here, an assistant coach under Craig. They're just three to come to a name, and I'm sure there's one or two others as well. But, yeah, look, if Billy ever wanted to be considered...
Does sound like we've lost the great man, Frank Panisi. It's about, just at the same time, I was about to ask him whether it was a Batman and Robin package, that if if the coach goes, maybe the football manager also disappears into the ether. But we are trying to get him back on air. Super producer Lawrence from Arabia, he's looking at me with his – looks like he's got sand in his eyes. In fact, he's rejoined us. You were just deflecting nicely, Frank, on the coach. I'm wondering, is it a Batman and Robin deal, though? If he goes, do you also retire gracefully?
No, we're separate. So, I'm not too sure when my time will be up. But, Craig still coaching really well, still enjoying it. So, at some stage, you'll make that decision, whether it's the end of this year he finishes or he goes even another year, which is, you know, always a possibility.
Sounds like you want him to stay another year.
Oh, I think I'd love him to stay another year. Not to say whoever replaces him would do a great job, but when you've got a coach of Craig Bellamy's class, and he's, you know, he's just his legacy. You just want that legacy to continue. So if we can get one more year out, it'd be fantastic. If we don't, well, we'll get ready for the next coach.
Speaking of legacies, Jesse Bromwich had a great legacy with the Storm, 295 games, and he brings up his 300th with the Dolphins.
Wonderful achievement. Anyone who plays 300 games in any code, I think it's quite remarkable. But to achieve what Jesse did in 299 games, he won three premierships here as a player. He was he won the best and fairest year for three consecutive years in 2014, I think 2014, 2015, 16. And what that makes that so special, Gerard, we had three players by the name of Cameron Smith, Philip Slater and Cooper Cronk playing each of those years. So he's beaten all three consecutive years. He won a couple of World Club challenges and, as I said, played 295 games at a very high winning success rate. So it's going to be a great achievement. He runs out for his new club on Saturday night.
Frank, early on in the season, in the AFL situation, we've got Collingwood setting the benchmark and teams wondering, is this team going to be beaten? That's the footy that they're playing and how good it's been. Is it the Broncos in the NRL? And is everyone sort of thinking, gee, this team's red hot and trying to come up with a way on how to combat their form?
They're certainly playing well, Kane. There's no doubt about it. Whether they're playing to the level of Collingwood or in the AFL, I'm not too sure. But they've certainly got a good team. But there's, you know, the Dolphins game could have gone either way, in fairness. It was just a late try, and the Dolphins had a few injuries. That probably was it. But there's still some big sides like the Panthers and the Roosters who just haven't got nowhere near their best. They're just circling at the moment. So it's still early days. But now, for the first month, you've got to say that the Broncos have been the form team.
And are you comfortable just working your way in with the experience that you've got and without continuing to make AFL comparisons? I guess Geelong have been really good at doing that with the experience in their lineup and how well coached Chris Scott is and the experience that he's got. Is that sort of, you've just got to stay in touch and then launch your move and get the players healthy towards the back end in the lead up to the finals?
Yeah, Kane, I think winning is far more important than your performance at this stage. I think if you drop too many games, that puts you a little bit under pressure, and then you're always chasing your tail. So at the moment, it's just is winning. Continue to play better every week. Obviously, that's performances, but I think just getting a few games, a few wins under your belt, staying with the leaders or in the front pack of the competition, and then working your game out as the season goes on when you get a few players back. And a few players have also got more minutes under their belt in terms of game time. So it's just the importance of winning at this early stage of the season is really important. And then, you know, as the season goes on, hopefully we can really, you know, get those performers going to the best as we can.
Well, as you said, you've got a big challenge coming up over the next couple of weeks, South Sydney, and then the next home game, Easter Thursday, against the Roosters. The only game in town that night, so get in early, folks, if you want your ticket, because that will be a blockbuster. Frank, have a good couple of days off, and we'll speak next week.
Thanks, Jared. Thanks, Kane.
Frank Panisi there, the Melbourne Storm footy boss. Storm are 2-2.